Pope Francis is currently on an apostolic visit to Myanmar and Bangladesh. After visiting Myanmar November 27th to 30th, he will visit Bangladesh November 30th to December the 2nd. While Myanmar is predominantly Buddhist, Bangladesh is mostly Muslim. Besides sharing a common border of some 271 kilometers, the two neighbors have a thorny issue between them, the Rohingya. The Rohingya are a largely Muslim ethnic group that mostly lives in western Myanmar's Rakhine state bordering Bangladesh. They claim to be native to the area, but the government says they are illegal immigrants from Bangladesh. Denied citizenship under a nationality law passed by the government's military regime in 1982, they are virtually stateless. On August the 25th, Rohingya insurgents attacked a police outpost, killing a dozen members of the security forces. Myanmar's military responded with a ruthless counter-insurgency campaign against the Rohingya that had spawned a massive exodus of refugees fleeing violence, atrocity and rights abuse of every type in their homes, villages and towns. Over 600,000 alone have escaped to Bangladesh to join more than 300,000 who fled in earlier waves of ethnic violence over the past three decades. With thousands still crossing the border each day, the total number of Rohingya refugees in Bangladesh is estimated to be over a million. Bangladesh, a poor country itself, is struggling with a problem trying to accommodate the Rohingya. Bangladesh and Myanmar signed a memorandum of understanding on November the 23rd on the return of Rohingya people, but it is too early to say how that will work out on the ground. We contacted Bangladeshi Cardinal Patrick D. Rosario, Archbishop of Dhaka, to know about how the Catholic Church in the country is viewing the Rohingya issue, especially when Pope Francis is visiting both the countries.
Well, the Rohingya issue was not there when this trip was planned. But now the Holy Father is visiting the two countries where they are faced with the same problem. Well, I understand the situation of Myanmar, but at the same time, I also see the violation of human rights through the military government, and this is not human. So I can say these people, they need the right to live in their own land. They need to have their own place to live and education and all that. And these refugees who are about a million, close to a million now, they need to go back. But then security has to be guaranteed. And the rights have to be guaranteed too. So we feel that they have come to Bangladesh. Bangladesh has opened not only the borders, but also the heart. And this is the richness of Bangladesh, to be hospitable to those who are in need. But the refugees, they cannot live too long in this country because it will have adverse effects to the ecology, to the environment, to the harmony that exists between the people, and also these people also are to be settled somewhere, and Bangladesh has not got all the means to take care of that. In the beginning, of course, a lot of people, a lot of international community has come with the help, but how long? How long? So this is a big risk for Bangladesh. Matters has to be settled with the international community. It has becoming a regional problem, and not simply a problem between Myanmar and Bangladesh.
Could you tell us what the Bangladesh Church is doing to improve the situation there, especially the Chittagong Diocese, which is very close to the phenomenon of these refugees coming over from Myanmar?
Yeah. So the Rohingya issues is a kind of a national one, and we have Caritas, which is a national Caritas. We have involved the national Caritas to take care, humanitarian care for these refugees. And you'll be surprised to know that almost one-third of the refugees are being taken care by Bangladesh Caritas. And we being so small and still doing a big role to the care, humanitarian care of the people. And this has been appreciated by the government as well as international community, UNO, etc. So I think the church in Bangladesh, not only Chittagong, but whole church in Bangladesh, is going all the way to help these Rohingyas. Already about $3.5 million project has been done, and it is under implementation. Now, we have also another program of $2 million to take care of these people in the next few months. So Bangladesh Church is really actively present there in this issue with love, compassion, and mercy.